thanks to this edition of the Hagmann and Hagmann Report. Our thanks to Eric the Tech. All I saw was elbows and kneecaps over at his space station when he was trying to get them both on. Somebody didn't update their Skype or whatever. And I saw the, you know, his arms flailing and buttons being pushed and headphones flying and cords flying. And I don't know what was going on over there. I don't know if there was any bloodshed, but, Eric the Tech, managed to get both of them on at the same time. That was good. I mean, we have that capability sometimes on the other side, you know, things, you know how it goes, right? I want to thank everyone for joining us. I do want to speak on a couple of things. Just very briefly here. The information that, Alicia and Liz just gave us, the fact that there was reportedly a 2-week negotiation between the investigator and the family and or the contact with the family. Again, we have to narrow down, hone down the details on this, and I'll do that off air. But in my experience in dealing with unsolved homicides, when the family or the point of contact of the family comes to you and says, look, we understand the police have this. We want to hire you because we believe that you will give this cold case and anything really after, this is an arbitrary number. Anything after a year is certainly a cold case, but certainly anything after a week, 2 weeks, can be considered a cold case on a homicide. And I think, Joe, there was a TV program. What was the first 48, right? Was that
yeah, right? It's still on.
Okay. First 48. Once you pass that 48-hour mark in a homicide, you're...
Statistically.
Yeah, exactly. It starts
statistically, it's going to be harder to solve
right.
after that.
That's right. And what would... Just from a personal level, 5 years it was April of 1987, or it was 1987 when... Early 87 when my partner and I... dealt with my family on a 5-year-old unsolved homicide, and 6 months later, roughly, a man was arrested for my uncle's murder. Now, the only reason I mention this is subsequent to that, me working that homicide, I worked many other unsolved homicides in three different states. All right, now. You deal with families, you deal with multiple, you know, personalities that are all over the board, you deal with emotions that are just, it's a horrible situation. And the, sometimes the families are torn apart, but the bottom line is they all come together for one reason, and that's to find the truth. That is to seek the justice, the legal justice. And I speak from experience on this. So, having said that, if ever, and I never had a situation in my career where a family said, okay, we want you to look into this, however, you cannot look here. Or this is off limits. And if that would be, I would never sign on to something like that. Ever. You gotta be out of your mind. Now, I don't know what Rod Wheeler what kind of contract he signed. I understand, of course, if the family says you run all of your public statements, if you make any, because of the visibility through us first, we must approve your public statements. I get that. That's fine. But nobody is going to tell me where I can and can't look. Because 99.9%, you tell me I can't look over here, that's the first place I'm going to look. And then I'm going to look at the person who told me that I can't look over there.
Yep.
Yeah, you know. You've been around. But see, okay, so this, okay. Now, I do understand this. I do understand the allocation of funds. Let me tell you something. A private investigation. Here's a little reality check for everybody. The majority of the unsolved homicide cases I worked for pennies. You know why? Because I'm an idiot. All right? Because I cared more about helping the families, and the families have no money. By the time they get to someone like me, they might have had two or three other PIs before them who were unscrupulous. You know, in any business, you get that used car salesman kind of. And the families become untrusting. Well, wait a second. Let me take a look and let's see what we can do here. And by the time it was, I'm, you know, 6 weeks into the case, I'm still working on nothing, you know, in terms of dollars. That was how I, because I have, I detest the people who take advantage of families who are absolutely hurting from a loss like this. So that's just me. That's the way I, you know, and but in reality, PIs, roughly, depending on part of the part of the country you're in, could be as much as $100 an hour, $65 an hour. At the low end, $100 on average. And I know PIs who would charge just for thinking about a case, for crying out loud. That's not the way I operate, but that's okay. So you could rack up tens of thousands of dollars for investigative efforts that get you nowhere, that bankrupt the family. I get all of that. So if the conversation was, look, I don't want to spend money on you conducting a political investigation, I understand that. I understand that. Now, I hope you understood what I just said. That's not to say that, in other words, don't use my money to investigate some political cause if you are an ideologue for that cause. I understand that. However, that doesn't preclude me from going over there if that's where the evidence leads. And that's the difference here. So if that's an important distinction and that we must understand. And I'll tell you one thing. I would move heaven and earth to get to the truth on this matter. And you tell me not to look there, well, I'm sorry. Then I'll do it on my own. I certainly won't use your funds to do that. But if that's where the evidence leads, I'm going to follow that until the last dog is hung. That's the way it is. All right, that's number one. Number two, I do want to tell you this. And then I'm going to turn it to Joe here. The fact of the matter is this. I just sent this on my personal Twitter, I'm just getting the hang of Twitter. All right. I've been on for like, I don't know, 7 years, 8 years. I'm just starting to get the hang of it. But we are seeing the blowback right now. And the blowback is absolutely incredible from talking about this unsolved murder of Seth Rich. And because of that, we know that we're close. We know that we're close to the truth. Don't tell me. Do not tell me. Don't send me an email, for example, or a tweet saying, oh, you gotta be ashamed of yourself putting the family through hell. No, hell is not knowing who killed your son. Hell is being told that your son, was killed in a botched armed robbery when there's no evidence to support that. It is the people out there. The people that, who are out there, who are using this as a political football, are not the people who are attempting to find the truth of this, but the people who are politicizing this to avoid the furtherance of an investigation into the larger investigation. That's who is exploiting the family. We will, and this is a statement I'm going to make. Despite the fact that some of our sponsors are, and Sean Hannity and the Hagman Report share some of the same sponsors. We are, and a loss of those sponsors put a big hole, a huge hole, probably this big, into our budget. But I don't care. Because I do know one thing. We've been down that road before, and we're not going to submit. We're not going to succumb. We're not going to acquiesce. We're going to continue forward because God will provide. And you people out there, the people who support us, we thank you. And that is allowing us to continue our mission, and that's allowing us to grow. And we will commit to you. We will not submit or acquiesce. And it just gets my goat. Just talking frankly, it gets my goat when I look at some so-called conservative pundits, serial stalkers of Sean Hannity, rejoicing in the fact that, oh my goodness, and then this is my opinion, okay, because I know she's a lawyer, this is my opinion, so I'm giving you my opinion. It's my opinion that you serial stalker Sean Hannity are you should be ashamed of yourself. And others who support you should be ashamed of themselves for rejoicing the fact that, hey, we can get Sean off the air, Sean Hannity off the air. Or saying that Sean Hannity retracted, you know, or he's backing down from the Seth Rich story. If you understand, you've got to listen precisely to what Sean Hannity said. He said, I'm not backing down from this. I just can't, and I'm paraphrasing. We're just not going to talk about this on Fox, on his Fox, news show. He's got other venues he could talk about this. He's not stopping talking about this. He is just moving platforms. I'm not making excuses for him. That's just what he's doing. But regardless, we only have this platform, this show. And no one is going to tell us what we can and can't talk about. And that, my friends, is my promise to you. And you know, the last thing, the insignificant struggling for relevance and struggling for, you know, their relevance in life because they've lived out their life and they're insignificant to themselves in their minds. The ankle biters saying, well, you know, they're frauds and fakes. Okay. We can put up with that. We can put up with all of this. But we're not backing down, we're doubling down. And you have that's our commitment here just a couple of days before Memorial Day 2017. And it's going to be a hot summer, ladies and gentlemen. It really is. Corpus Christi Republican Congressman Blake Fahrenthold. This is what Liz and Alicia were talking about. Considers the source behind the 2016 hack of the DNC. The unanswered questions believes a federal investigation is warranted. He's saying, look, the murder of Seth Rich, the DNC hack, the WikiLeaks, all connected, deserves a federal investigation. This is what Liz and Alicia were talking about. Joe, this story is
we're picking
is
up
big.
Where you left off and Liz left off. There's an article on CNN, money.cnn.com. The headline is a little strange. Fox News stirred up an online riot with Seth Rich story, and it's too late to restore peace. This was yesterday evening. Almost exactly 24 hours ago, 8:15 p.m. I don't know what an online riot is, but obviously we know CNN's reporting is very inaccurate, if not flat out, just made up as they go along. And just to point out some of the inaccuracies, one, this didn't start with Fox News or Sean Hannity, and they use the word conspiracy theory in this story, in this small story, 12 times. And they go on to say that, you know, minutes after Fox News retracted its inaccurate story peddling a conspiracy theory about the fatal shooting of Democratic National Committee staffer Seth Rich, Boyle sprang up into Breitbart's Slack channel. Now, this is the conversation here starts out with a few people twittering back and forth to themselves. It was Matthew Boyle and Ben Q. I don't know why that's showcased there, but they go on to talk about how many on the far right are peddling or have stirred up this online riot by peddling this debunked conspiracy theory. And they go on to talk about the, how people have promoted this conspiracy theory, how it's been picked up by a number of news outlets from the Gateway Pundit to Breitbart to InfoWars to Drudge. Then we can throw WorldNet Daily in there as well as many others. But, and I know we've went over this before. One thing that's just been bothering me a lot, how are these people allowed to call this a conspiracy theory? How are they allowed to call it debunked? The facts of the case have yet to be seen. One thing we do know, Seth Rich was shot in the back as he walked home from a bar in D.C. about 4 in the morning. There's been no evidence of a robbery or a robbery attempt. They don't know how many suspects there were, even though there's cameras, CCTV cameras everywhere. And, you know, we can say this all day long, and I hope it registers with people, that the theory of a robbery is just as much as a conspiracy theory as Seth being the DNC leaker. It's just as much as a debunked theory as him being killed for being the DNC leaker. And,
you know, you put that correctly.
Because there's no evidence. Yeah. I mean, there's more evidence to suggest that he was the DNC leaker than there is to suggest that it was a robbery.
Correct. Correct. And I'm glad you said that because, and folks, what we do is we operate from a set of facts. You have to know, you have to authenticate and establish the facts at the scene. Yeah. We don't get our information, for example, from Reddit or 4chan or the forums. So what you do is you look at authenticated documentation from the first document, for example, the police report, which we've got a copy of, the public information report by MPD, the Metropolitan Police Department. We have a copy of that, and that gives you, and in fact, that's been on, that's sourced online. But the bottom line with that is, it gives you the location, time, date, and the officers and their badge numbers, basically. And then from that, you build on that. But you're right.
And let's look.
You're right.
Let's look through a little bit, just off the top of my head, stories where we've seen this huge attack by the mainstream media. Against sponsors who are on shows who are reporting things the way that they find them rather than talking about, using the, you know, mainstream media government established talking points. One of the big ones that, you know, registers in these 9/11, the truthers, they would call them. And, you know, even though, conspiracy theory was already a term, it really picked up a lot of steam after 9/11 for people who were questioning why three towers fell when only a plane hit, two planes hit each of the World Trade Center towers, how Building 7 fell. There's just so many questions into 9/11. And, you know, the truther movement, the 9/11 truth movement, was asking legitimate questions. They wanted to know how, you know, especially Building 7, even if you forget everything else with 9/11, Building 7 was a 47-foot skyscraper that wasn't hit by a plane. It had very minimal damage to the interior and even exterior of the building, but it collapsed. And people, and then, you know, the BBC reported that it collapsed 20 some minutes before it actually did. There was a lot of irregularities with the official narrative. So a number of people from different walks of life began asking questions. Why, you know, how could this happen? This obviously did not happen the way that these people reported it. So they wanted to get to the truth of the matter. We saw the huge push of, you know, you're a conspiracy theory, you know, how dare you, you're attacking America if you're questioning this and questioning the
dissent is non-patriotic. Yeah.
Right. And then just, you know, more recently, the Pedogate stuff that came from the release of the John Podesta emails. This was another big one. They turned around. Anybody who used the term Pizzagate or Pedogate was immediately banished as being a conspiracy theorists. The government and the media went on to use the same verbiage, calling it a debunked theory, a discredited story, a conspiracy theory. If all this Seth Rich speculation and investigation, let's say that it was a robbery gone wrong, and we're still at the same point in the investigation we are now. Nobody's been arrested. And people were pursuing these other avenues of investigation, but they were completely wrong in doing so. Who's going to take the time to boycott people's sponsors for talking about it? Who's going to take the time to make sure in every story that's in the mainstream media, they're going to put debunked or discredited or conspiracy theory in it? Nobody's going to even bother with it. If there is nothing there, why waste the time? You're not going to see, you know, Media Matters and George Soros bots and trolls continue to pile on to something that makes no difference, you know, what these people are saying, because if it's not true, has no basis in reality or fact, they're not going to waste their time trying to push the narrative down and discredit the people pushing the narrative, because it would have no effect either way. If they're wrong, they're wrong. People aren't going to waste their time trying to prove that they're wrong if they know they're wrong. So we see this huge increase in these terms. We see a huge push by the media, by whatever pressure points are pushing this on the media to try to discredit the story at every turn. And not only that, discredit the people and remove the people from their jobs who want to continue to pursue this narrative. The more we see of this, the more pushback I see from Hannity, the more we see reports about, oh, how the parents don't politicize this murder. If it was me and if it was a family member that was murdered, I don't care what avenue you look into, as long as you get to the truth. And it just boggles my mind that more people don't realize that as they try to the more they try to discredit this and disallow people from looking into it or even talking about it on the news, the more red flags they raise and the more it looks like they have something to hide. And they're not going to stop. I mean, they've been very successful with this tactic. You know, deflect, deny, and name call and put down and go after sponsors, go after listeners, supporters, whatever. It's just amazing to me that these people continue. And their ways seem to be failing because people, more and more people are catching on. Switching gears here.
Before we switch gears, just want to direct everyone to Alan Riggs, greeninnovative.com. Folks, go to greeninnovative.com. Take advantage of what Alan Riggs has got to offer there. You know, the hurricane season starts 1st of June. Expect to be an active one this year up and down the East Coast. And, of course, you need to make hurricane preparations for your family. Think about what you'll do when the power goes out for a day, week, a month. Having lots of batteries is great until they go dead. Solar chargers, well, they're good between, what, 10 and 3 and so on. Remember that Greeninnovative has the GMAG power cell that makes power anytime, anywhere, in any weather, day or night when you need it. Just add salt and water to the unit, and it's immediately charging your batteries. Make sure you've got a GMAG charger package in your hurricane supplies. Visit them at greeninnovative.com and enter Hagman for a 12% discount store-wide. Greeninnovative.com, enter Hagman for a 12% discount store-wide. One more time. Greeninnovative.com, coupon code Hagman. I want to thank Alan Riggs and all of our sponsors for continuing to sponsor our show. All right, Joe, go ahead.
I wanted to make sure I hit on this story today. We posted this up on the website earlier. And you want to talk about the power of online investigators, citizen journalists and online investigators. This is a win for them. You remember the guy who was hit in the head by a bike lock at a Berkeley protest?
Yeah, wasn't that by a professor?
They arrested him yesterday.
Good.
Police arrest Eric Clanton after bike lock assaults during Berkeley protest. Now, this happened over a month ago. But what was really interesting about this story, it says soon after April 15th, 28-year-old Clayton was outed online on the website 4chan as someone who used the bike lock to strike a man in the head. The assault was captured on video. The guy had a mask on. And, you know, everything was covered but his eyes. Police had no idea how to, or at least they said they did not have any idea how to identify the man. They released a video and photos and asked the public if they could help find out who this was. Well, it turns out it's a 28-year-old former teacher of Diablo Valley College. And what's interesting is when we went to Chicago a few weeks ago, actually 2 weeks ago today, when we were in the car, we were listening to a few episodes of Michael Savage, and a caller called into a show, and apparently this information has been circulating online for a while, and named this guy. I remembered that when I read this morning. So he apparently has been outed for a while, but the police finally took the evidence and acted upon it, and yesterday he was arrested on 3 counts of assault with a deadly weapon, the weapon being identified as a U-lock bike lock, one of those assaults that is alleged to have caused a significant injury.
Right.
Now, this happened in a clash with pro-Trump supporters and self-described anti-fascist or Antifa activists determined to stop a rally where white supremacist views were expected to be expressed, according to Antifa. So, until Wednesday night, Berkeley investigators had declined to say whether they were looking into Clayton, despite the outcry from online journalists calling for his arrest. Wednesday, officers arrested him in Oakland at 2:15 p.m. He's being held at Berkeley County Jail on a $200,000 bond. And his list of occupation is a college professor. He's scheduled for an arraignment on Friday. And police said they have identified 3 victims in the case. All were struck in the head or neck with a bike lock.
So just so we were clear on this, you've got this university professor dressing up to avoid detection, you know, hiding his face, and engaged in, what were the charges?
Three counts of
aggravated assault, correct?
Where was it? He was...
Well, hitting someone with a bike lock on the head, that could kill a person.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, at the minimum, aggravated assault. But the fact of the matter is, these are the people who are attempting, or these are the people who we have allowed to infiltrate our universities. What in the world is going on here? Well, obviously.
Assault with a deadly weapon.
Assault with a deadly weapon. Okay, so you've got this infiltration. These are the same people who are advocating the overthrow of Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
These are the same people who are advocating the you know, my body, my choice, abortion,
he was
homosexual marriage and such.
He worked in political philosophy, too.
There you go. So. The teacher of political philosophy. Let me tell you how well I could, you know, if you're not going to learn my way, I'm going to beat it into you.
Yeah. I mean, but really, and some of the pictures are, I don't know, folks, if you saw that, it's actually on video, the assault. And it's...
Oh, it's brutal.
It is brutal.
Yeah, that hurts. I would hurt.
And the officer, one of the officers went on to say that after Clayton was arrested, he's been under investigation for some time, which that makes sense if the they were acting on the information from online investigators, because as I said before...
Oh, by the way, weeks ago, he was a junior college teacher. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he was named more than a few weeks ago. So if they were acting on that intelligence, I believe that the... people at 4chan or whoever was that did this were directly responsible for his arrest. I believe if they did not do what they did to identify him, that the police probably never would have found
him. See, you guys make a difference. Our audience makes a difference. The listeners make a difference. It's you that make a difference. We can still make a difference. Never give up. Never give in. Oh, sorry.
And that article is on HagmanReport.com. You might have to scroll down a little bit and hit the load more, because I believe I posted that earlier this morning. But it's also on BerkeleySide.com if you want to read it. We will be right back after this network break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to this Thursday edition of the Hagmann Report.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back. There
shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be.
Folks, I'm going to direct your attention to MasterPreps.com. MasterPreps.com. Wow. MasterPreps.com, the sponsor of our show, MasterPreps.com. That's MasterPreps.com. Take a visit there. High-quality items, made-in-America items. I mean, anything, everything you possibly want, from cooking utensils, cooking frying pans. I mean, it is... It'll blow you away. Absolutely. Eric said...
It's insane. I mean, wow. Look at the products.
Folks, visit MasterPreps.com. Again, welcome to the Hagmann and Hagmann Report family. MasterPreps.com. I mean, wow. It's insane.
MasterPreps.com. Are you ready for what comes next?
Hi, I'm Grace Gonzalez from Caring Close in the Woods. We are an American family-owned company founded and built on skills and knowledge gained from responding to 18 major disasters in the U.S. and around the world. We found that most people don't have enough food and water to survive, let alone any medicinals to save their life. We are offering 25% off our must-have American Heritage Army's kit. It contains 12 homeopathic remedies, a booklet that goes over everything in your kit, and our brand new book, Major Disasters Lessons Learned. Just enter coupon code HAGMAN. In life or a disaster, you must be able to take care of yourself. You may not be a medical doctor, and your grandmother and your great-grandmother probably weren't either, but they still knew how to minister to their family's health issues, and so can you. Check out our American Heritage Army's kit at www.changeclothesandwoods.com. Your life may depend on it.
Hello, everyone. This is Joe Charles, the guy whose voice is heard announcing for the Hagmann and Hagmann Report right here on YouTube and across the Global Star Radio Network. There have been many people wondering whose music is being played during those breaks. Well, you guessed it. And we're very pleased to announce that all that music and 11 brand new songs from the CD New Jerusalem is set for release on April 10th for download on iTunes.
Even when it's a far away, you keep holding on.
That means you can help support my ministry and be blessed by this awesome, inspiring recording. I have been fortunate to work with some phenomenal musicians from around the world that helped us put this recording together in the studio. Simply go to joecharlesmusic.com and click on the iTunes link. Or, if you'd rather have a CD, we'll send one right out to you. Just leave me your email and we'll get right back to you. And thanks to Doug and Joe Hagman for making this all possible. God bless.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman Report. Coming up in the next hour, we will be joined, in the next half hour, starting at 9, we'll be joined by George Webb. Yeah, next half hour. Stop interrupting me on air.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But first, we have our producer, John Robertson, coming on with Eve Gonzalez of Trading Post in the Woods to go over a few important things, tips to help you with, what do you call it, alternative medicine, homeopathy. I'm going to turn it over to John. John, you take it away, buddy.
Well, Joe, thank you so much. Doug, greetings and God bless you both. And God's blessings on all of our listeners and viewers here this evening. We've got a hot show cranking right now. We've got over 1,800 live viewers on YouTube Live, and our chat's been blowing up like crazy. Excellent work thus far by our good friend over at Caravan to Midnight, Mr. John B. Wells, followed by two hotshot reporters at WorldNet Daily, Liz Croken and Alicia Powell. Excellent work. So, folks, we're going to take a few minutes this evening to introduce to many of you and reintroduce to some of you one of our sponsors who, in my opinion, I've had the blessing of getting to know Eve Gonzalez well, really over the past couple of months. And those of you who are familiar with my story a little bit know that, you know, I came out of Hollywood, but I'm also pretty seriously preparedness-minded and really have been since 2009. So I'm always looking for the real deal people in the preparedness movement, in the patriot movement, et cetera. And you meet a lot of mall ninjas. You meet a lot of people who are selling buckets of food and junk hardware and really kind of just, you know, cutthroat capitalizing on people's desire to be prepared for what I believe to be eventualities and just really have the things they need set aside for their families and even for friends who may show up when the going gets tough. And folks, Eve Gonzalez is straight up one of those people. We're going to talk tonight about a few things. First of all, we're going to introduce Eve, and what's one of the really fascinating things about Eve Gonzalez and her team at Trading Post in the Woods, that's tradingpostinthewoods.com, is they have what I've been thinking in my mind as a quick reaction force. Okay, this is a team of Christian men and women, very highly trained, who put their boots on the ground. They definitely put their money where their mouths are, and they have been present and working side by side with emergency services, with FEMA, with state agencies at 18 major disasters throughout recent years. And you know, Eve is just one of these people who really, well, I'll tell you what she said to me earlier. You know, she said that her ambition is to help Christian families prepare, because that's part of how we're supposed to look out for our brothers and sisters. So without further ado, I'm going to bring Eve into the conversation. Folks, get out a piece of paper and a pen. Tonight we're going to talk a little bit about some success stories that I've had recently with some of the homeopathy products, as well as what Doug has experienced with Lady the Studio Dog. And then we're going to spend a few minutes talking about four things that I know many Hagman listeners and viewers are dealing with on a regular basis. And folks, I'm talking about insomnia, anxiety, and the other side of that rotten pendulum, depression. And it's allergy season. People are dying with all the pollen in the air, et cetera. And then Eve's going to touch a little bit on something that, you know, may not be public discourse typically, but we're going to talk a little bit about keeping your urinary tract, your bladder and stuff like that intact, because when your body starts to break down, it's a systematic thing, and one thing leads to another. It's really a domino effect. Eve, are you with us? How are you this evening, dear?
I am. Hi, everybody. I'm so glad to be back on the show with y'all. And thank you for your introduction. I really, you know, we do have that passion to, you know, having seen all that we have seen, and I know we've talked, and I told you, you can't even begin to imagine what we've seen. And our goal is to help people not ever have to live through what we've seen others live through. So thank you for having me on again. I'm really appreciative, and I love partnering with you guys. I love being a sponsor for you because we so believe in what you're doing as well.
Well, Eve, thank you for those words of encouragement. Folks, let me reiterate before we get started. Support our sponsors. It's that simple. You know, we take a lot of heat. People drop comments on our YouTube chat boards and so on and so forth. But the reality is this. If we could do all of this for free, we would. But that's just not how life works. And at the Hagman and Hagman Report, I shared this with you folks when I was live in studio 2 weeks ago. We put a dollar's worth of production value up every night for a dime spent, and that's reality. It's the exact opposite of how Hollywood runs. And people like Eve Gonzalez are a hugely important part of our venture, and I'm just going to be blunt. It is organizations like Trading Post in the Woods that enable people like myself to be part of this organization and bring programs like the one we're bringing to you tonight with George Webb and John B. Wells and the WorldNet Daily investigative journalist. So Eve, when we were talking earlier, you told me about a recent situation that you got into with a, frankly, underreported natural disaster that's occurred here over the past couple months. Folks, we've had massive conflagration, wildfires like crazy in Florida that then, I guess, swept over into Georgia. And I'm just going to kind of leave the story there. But, Eve, fill us in. What happened and what happened at Trading Post in the Woods?
Okay, well, can I also say, as you were talking about how we as a sponsor help you, you know, to do your work, really what people are doing is to help us do our work as well. Because, you know, we're out there educating, we're out there helping to supply people out doing disaster relief. And so I want to thank everybody who has been wonderful as well to us. The Hagman and Hagman listeners have been wonderful. So thank you. What we had going to this, it was a massive, and it still is going on right now. It started from a lightning strike about 6 weeks ago and set off a huge a swamp fire. It began in the swamp, the Okefenokee Swamp, and it started in West Mims, Florida, and it has gone into Georgia. And about a week ago, we had over 1,000 firefighters here trying to help fight it. It has improved, and we're down to 85% contained. But what happened was that fire was heading into the county where we have our farm. It's where we do our research. It's where we, you know, do all the work that we do. I mean, it's like our headquarters. And the fire was heading straight towards St. George, Georgia. And they were in jeopardy of actually losing that town. If it had gone through that town, it would have been heading to us in the same county. And I actually was supposed to be a commencement speaker at a graduation and had to turn around and come back because on the day I turned around, we had 25 mile per hour winds. Embers were going 1 to 3 miles, you know, beyond where the fire was. And though we have, being of the preparedness mind, done a beautiful job at putting in fire breaks and other necessities and clearing out trees and doing the things we needed to, we could not sustain. We could not keep that fire off our property if it was going to come. And so I had to turn around and we had to have all feet on the ground to come up with the game plan to handle a situation we never anticipated. We anticipated fires, but we did not anticipate such a huge fire with winds of 25 mile per hour. And so it's really what sparked me to write the article, Stop Kidding Yourself, that you guys have put up on your site for others to read, because it was just a reminder that, you know, sometimes we think we're prepared and we kid ourselves. You know, the whole purpose of Stop Kidding Yourself is because we tell ourselves, oh no, I'm good, I'm set. And as you know, when we talk and I drill you and I go, well, what would you have done? Now, how would you handle that? and that's my mindset. When you have seen death, chaos, and destruction, you then look at everything that goes on and goes, okay, you find where you weren't truly prepared and go, now how do I improve that? How do I make it better? How do I have to, in a moment's notice, switch and head in a whole different direction without panicking? And that's one of the things I try to teach people. And I'm really hoping people will go ahead and read that article and really seriously evaluate where they're at, because you're well prepared, I'm well prepared, and yet I can still find holes in your plan, and I'm sure you could find holes in mine if we really sat down and we talked about it. And so it's really important. It doesn't have to be a financial collapse. It could just simply be a fire that completely wipes you out. And on the day that fire was heading towards our farm, a fire broke out 2 miles south of our home. And so we had two different fires going on in two different locations, both of which could have affected and taken out in one day both of our homes. And so it was a crazy day. It was kind of a crazy 3-4 days. But we came through fine, and praise God, St. George came through fine, and we did finally get some rain, and that's starting to go out. But 150, let me see, I just spoke with them tonight, 152,478 acres of forest have burned.
Wow.
And at one point we did have over 1,000 firemen. We're down now to under 900 that are here fighting the blaze to try to get it under control. So
thank you, any firemen listening,
thank you, for all those helping.
Well, praise God that the Trading Post in the Woods research center and warehouse and farm were spared, and that's no doubt a God shot. That's a blessing from on high. As I was listening to you speak, folks, many of you know this verse. I actually carry this handwritten in my wallet. It's Proverbs 22:3, and it informs us, quote, this is from the ESV, the NIV, quote, "The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty." Now, I wanted to mention that because what Eve just instructed all of us by way of explaining this Okefenokee swamp fire that covered two states, I mean, 156,000 acres, is that, believe me when I tell you folks this, if anyone is prepped up, it's Eve and her team at Trading Post in the Woods. And yet, when the rubber met the road, when the embers were flying in 25-mile-per-hour winds, they were immediately aware that all of their preparation, there were still holes in the preparation plan. So, Eve, I'm going to take a quick moment to describe what's happened on my end, and then I'll hand it back to you, and we'll jump into talking about some of these ailments that no doubt trouble a bunch. I guarantee you a bunch of our listeners right now heard the word insomnia or anxiety or depression, and they grabbed a color crayon, back of the envelope, whatever they could find.
Yeah, and I just want to underpin this, John. People are looking for solutions here. This is about solutions that Eve is providing and you're providing, so thank you. But go ahead. I just want to put the exclamation point on that sentence. Go ahead.
Well, Doug, thank you, and I want to reiterate as well. Folks, we are working as hard as we can at Hagman Report to drop tools in your toolbox. And it's not good enough. It's not 2012. It's not 2013 anymore. Just a big dissertation on the problems is not going to cut it. We all need to go into proactive solution mode. Now, I had a situation a couple months back where I sliced all three layers off the top of my hand. And Joe, I believe I sent you a picture of that. It was a huge mess. I lost 2 pints of blood. And folks, this was not some major industrial accident. I had a drinking glass that I was washing in the sink cut my hand open, and I wound up in the ER the next morning, white as a sheet, and they wouldn't even let me stand up. That's how much blood I had lost. And I am a very prepared guy. Of course, I have a trauma kit, and it's packed away neatly with all the other preps. I didn't have the quick clot, the little pads that actually help blood clot. In speaking with Eve, she said to me so sweetly, she said, "John, you could have just used cayenne pepper. It would have hurt like crazy, and you would have never forgot the moment, but the cayenne would have clotted your hand." Folks, that would have saved me a $690 trip to the ER. So I want to encourage you folks to give Eve Gonzalez a call. This is a direct action type of thing. And Eve, I have permission to give out your number, correct?
Yes, you do.
Okay, thank you. So, folks, you can reach Eve for consultation at area code 912-996-7601. Again, that number is 912-996-7601. Or you can email her at Eve M, that's E-V-E and the letter M, at tradingpostinthewoods.com. Here's what went down, folks. 3 months ago, $690 trip to the ER that I could have mitigated with a half teaspoon of cayenne that I had in the cupboard. But most recently, while Hagman Report was on live on Tuesday night, my little cat, and her name actually is Lil Cat, she got in a huge fight with this man-coon that's been prowling around the property where I live. And it was a pretty bad fight, folks. Lil Cat took 3 puncture wounds, one in the back and 2 on her shoulder. And she was immobile on Wednesday. She didn't move. She seemed really sick. She had glazed over eyes, and she's 11 years old. I was really worried about her. And of course, you know, Eve, the first thing I thought was, great, I'm looking at minimum a $250 trip to the vet. And I was speaking with Eve yesterday morning on the phone, and we were just coming up with our battle plan for the month of June. And Eve, she's so sweet the way she does this, but she has no problem pointing out deficiencies and where you can improve your preps. And I love that about Eve and creating posts in the woods. So she said, look, John, go get your homeopathy remedies. Go get the survival natural pack that I sent to you a couple months ago. And she told me exactly what to do. I pulled out, folks, this is like a cool little thing. You get this little box in the mail. You get all this information, some great reference materials. This is bozo proof, okay? So she told me, she goes, John, they're in alphabetical order, so go 3 over and 2 down to the right. And she had me pull from this kit, these are the names of the products, Sick Stopper, Inflammation, and Fever-Infection. And she just told me, look, you've got a little cat. I told her how much she weighs. She said, okay, I want you to treat the cat as you would a very small child, and I want you to add 3 drops of these homeopathic remedies to her food, and it's going to help her immensely. Now, to be honest, folks, I'm new to homeopathy. I barely knew what it was before I met Eve a few months back. I'm telling you, it's been, what, about 27, 28 hours. I have given her a total of 24 drops of each product on her food. It's no big deal. It's completely flavorless. It has no smell, no flavor. It's totally neutral. She not only has made a 100% turnaround comeback, but she was out poking around in the backyard chasing bugs and whatnot a couple hours ago. So, folks, I'm talking about a 100% improvement. And again, Eve, thank you so much, because you saved me minimum $250 to a vet trip. And had we not talked yesterday morning and you helped me out, I would have been at the vet yesterday afternoon. That's how sick Lil Cat was. So, Eve, I want to invite you back into the conversation. And, Doug, before we punch out for tonight, I want you to remind folks what went on with Lady the Studio Dog as well.
Well, you know, I'm really happy that you shared that story about Lil Cat. And also, I think you need to mention about how stressed you were.
So, folks, yeah, just real quick. So I just admitted to Eve, I was like, my head's going to pop. I'm super stressed. She was laughing. She's like, yeah, I can kind of tell. She goes, okay, remember, they're in alphabetical order. Go 4 over and 2 down. Look in the S's. So I pulled out, I've got it right in front of me. It's called Stress Panic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't quite at panic, but I was definitely at the top of stress. She says, John, put 6 drops of this in some water and drink it. And I'm not kidding. I'm 200 pounds, guys. So I drank this stuff, and what was it, maybe a minute later, Eve, I was
what,
like...
And you know what? You were like, Eve, could it really be working already? Here's the thing that you have to remember. Now, you didn't have to put it in water. You could put it right under your tongue, okay? You could have just put 6 drops right under your tongue. I have to say, I cannot treat, diagnose, or prescribe. I am simply telling you things that I would do or historically what has been done. Okay, I have to say that to cover myself. I also cannot say anything heals or cures. Okay, I can't say that, and we've talked about it, but that's a restriction.
Well, maybe you can't.
However,
maybe you can't say it, but I can, folks. I took the stress.
Exactly.
I would buy the kit. So again, Eve, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but folks, to reiterate, Big cut on my hand three and a half months ago. Eve was willing, would have been willing at that time even to help me with a product that's not even Trading Post in the Woods. We got it at the grocery store. It's cayenne pepper. Would have saved me a trip to the ER. And again, you saved me at least minimum $250, but it could have been $300, $400, $500.
Well,
who knows?
And you know what? That's part of our goal.
These products work.
Well, and that's part of our goal to educate you, okay? Because I sit there and I go, what would happen? And I've asked you this question. What happened if a disaster went on and that situation occurred? What are you going to do? Now is the time to figure it out. Now is the time to liberate yourself from the need to constantly be running, whether it's to a vet or a doctor or whatever. And again, I have to say, I'm not telling you not to go to a doctor, okay? I cannot do that. But to learn what else is out there for you. And
exactly.
And that way,
Eve, let's do
you
this.
Know what?
I'm sorry. I don't want to be rude, but we've got about 5.5 minutes till we go out to break.
Okay, cool.
We promised folks that
okay.
we would cover insomnia, anxiety, depression,
okay.
and allergies. I'm going to turn it
okay.
over to you. Let's do about a minute on each one.
Okay. And basically, whatever issue that you have, there is a homeopathic natural remedy for it. And insomnia is something. In fact, I was just listening on the news that if you don't get 7 to 8 hours or at least 6 hours, your chance of sleep each night, your chance of having heart disease or a heart attack is double that of somebody who gets a good night's rest.
Plus you end up seeing needles everywhere.
Insomnia is just simply a remedy that helps you sleep better. You know, when you look at stress, look at what stress panic did for you. We have had quite a few Hagman and Hagman listeners, whether it is insomnia or whether they, in fact, one woman was so emotionally stressed, she couldn't even leave her home and started doing the stress panic, and it greatly improved her life. She's now out and about shopping and doing all kinds of things. You know, so you look at each one of those. The stress panic is one that you know, that's our label. You also, people who suffer from depression. What are you going to do if a disaster happens and you're on a anti-anxiety medicine? What's the game plan? Find it out now. There are homeopathics to help you for somebody who you know, is emotionally challenged and struggling, you know, whether it's, because I cannot say depression. That's a word that's owned by the medical world. So, you know, but if you suffer with a situation like that, then there's a homeopathic for it, and you need to start learning what to do now.
Tell me which bottle and give me a straw.
Sorry. Well, it's like, you need a good game plan. But think about it. If you live in a neighborhood and everybody is on an antidepressant drug and all of a sudden there's no pharmacies, you're in trouble. I would be getting out of there because what happens when all their medicines run out? Okay. So when you start to learn about homeopathy and all the different things available, you know, whether it has to do with insomnia, whether it's depression, whether you have bladder issues, it doesn't matter. There is a natural alternative and natural options. And the more you know and the more tools that you have, the better off you're going to be, whether it's just your everyday life, like little cat, okay? My dog was just bit by a copperhead. I didn't take my dog to a vet. We treated our dog naturally, and she survived and is doing great. And so the insomnia, the you know, we call it Blue Moods. So the product that we sell is called Blue Moods. It helps people who are struggling emotionally. You know, we have one, like I said, basically for any situation you have, there is a natural alternative. And,
I just have
to say that homeopathy in the eyes of the United States government is a law. It is a drug. And it's in the United States Pharmacopoeia. And that made it a drug.
Eve, let's do this. We've got about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. I just want to give folks your contact information again, and we'll give you the last word. Folks, you can reach Eve directly. Now, I want you to hear me here. Don't take your pet to the vet. Don't suffer with your allergies. Just call Eve, and she's going to help you out. We're talking about dimes on dollars, and I'm on the air tonight simply to tell that story because it works. So it's 912-996-7601. Or simply go to tradingpostinthewoods.com, one of our valued sponsors. All the contact information is right there on the homepage, not to mention a great wealth of other information. And, folks, be sure to go to hagmanreport.com and read the article that Eve penned, Stop Kidding Yourself. It's at the top of hagmanreport.com. Remember, two N's on Hagman. Eve, I'm going to give you the last word, and thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Okay, well, thank you. And I have to say, I'm not the one who said don't go to your vet. That was John.
Okay. I'll say it
again. I have to
don't
cover myself there. Okay. yeah. So, I just, you know what? Be prepared. In everyday life, in the event of a disaster, with everything going crazy around the world, and here at home with natural disasters and even simple things, you just need to be prepared. And so I'm just very appreciative for the work that you all are doing. Thank you for supporting us and the work that we're doing. We work together as a team. I believe anybody who's out there trying to help people really know the truth, we work together as a team. And so thank you.
And thank you, John, and thank you, Eve, for coming on. Folks, if you go to HagmanReport.com, there is a post by Eve Gonzalez, Stop Kidding Yourself. Check that out and read it. It's a lengthy article, but it's a very important indeed. Eve, thank you so much. John, thank you so much for conducting that interview. And you guys have a great evening.
Thanks so much. You too. God bless you.
Thank you, Joe. God bless. Eve, God bless you, dear.
All right. When we come back, we will be joined by George Webb, and he is going to get into some important information on what we've been talking about in the first half of the show. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Just what kind of thriller predicts the future? In 3 days in the Belly of the Beast, Daniel Holdings wrote about the God Particle before CERN actually discovered the God Particle. In As the Darkness Falls, Daniel wrote about an Islamist terrorist confederacy that rose up out of Syria and declared a caliphate 3 years before ISIS was ever heard of. In his newest novel, Between the Veil, Daniel talks about a space between dimensions where supernatural beings can walk. He says that these novels are a warning from the Creator to his creation. Will war come to America? Will the world's economies collapse? Are we looking at increased earthquakes and volcanic activity? Will the United States fall into civil war? You can find all of Daniel's work at his website, DanielHoldings.com. That's DanielHoldings.com. All of these things and more are talked about in Daniel's books. To find out what's coming next, go to DanielHoldings.com.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.